بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, today in America is the last Thursday of November, which is the Thanksgiving holiday. And it's a very popular holiday because people generally take the Friday off, and then of course there is Saturday and Sunday, so it becomes a big long weekend, 4 days together. And so families get together and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of tradition that is associated with it in terms of cultural practices. For example, people cook turkey dinners, and the turkey comes with cranberry sauce and potatoes and corn and apple cider and so on and so forth. So it's all good stuff to eat. Thanksgiving historically has a very murky and very negative history. Because this is what the original Thanksgiving was, what the white settlers, the who were called the Pilgrims, who came across from Britain, or yeah, in those days Britain, Ireland, and Britain, Scotland. People who were persecuted in their own land, they were and dispossessed of their land and dispossessed of their homes and so on and so forth. They actually came across the ocean and landed in Massachusetts, in Plymouth, and not too far from where I am now. And here they did to the Native Americans what the English did to them, and worse, because here they, at that time as well as then subsequently, they practically exterminated the Native American people. The lands were taken away, entire tribes were massacred and completely wiped out. Some remained in reservations, and that is the state to this day. There is a movement now to acknowledge that and to apologize for that. I mean, you know, how effective that is and what does it actually translate to in material terms is a different matter. But anyway, one appreciates the fact that that at least people today are conscious of the huge injustice that was done to people of color. In this case, the Native Americans. Columbus Day is also a holiday here, and that again draws a huge amount of very well-deserved criticism. And so also Thanksgiving holiday as such, with whatever Native American populations are, which still remain, some on reservations, some otherwise. This day is actually, well, I don't know if I should use the word celebrated, but for want of another word, as a day of mourning, of remembering all the ancestors, all their ancestors who had been killed for no other reason than that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, historically speaking. I'm saying all this because it's important to remember this and to also acknowledge this and not just simply get caught up in the turkey dinner and the cranberry sauce. Now, as far as being thankful is concerned, Thanksgiving not as a American holiday but as Thanksgiving as a concept, as a thought, well, alhamdulillah, that is and should be a Muslim situation, a Muslim condition of being, a Muslim state of being, every single day of our lives. I was asked to speak at one of the interfaith gatherings and services that I participate in here. And that speech has been sent out, so I'm sure you must have heard it. But for those who did not hear it, let me repeat what I said. I said that, first of all, that thanksgiving, to give thanks, is something which is an intrinsic part of Islam. It is a pillar of Islam. It is a part of our creed. It is the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His speech with, His kalam with, His kitab with, where He said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the protector of the entire universe, Alameen, all the worlds. So this is where it starts in Islam. This is the beginning, and this is therefore an intrinsic part of our lives. Then we have the hadith of Rasulullah, one of many, where he said that if a person wakes up in the morning with enough food for the day, with a roof over his head, meaning in peace, not threatened by anybody or anything, and with his body which functions, which means he is healthy, then it is as if the whole world has been gathered for him, as if he has the whole world. Enough food for one day, that day, he is not threatened by anybody, he's got a roof over his head, he's not sleeping on a pavement, and he has his body functions, he's healthy, he's not sick, he's not in a hospital, then it is as if everything in the world has been collected for him. I mentioned also the fact that in Islam, thanksgiving consists of two very important parts. The first one is to give thanks to the one we receive something from, we receive a blessing from. So, and that is in first and foremost, the beginning and origin of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, because everything that we have, every breath we take, every morsel we eat, every step we walk, every beautiful sight we see, every beautiful sound we hear, every food that we taste, every calamity that we are saved from, every single thing that we encounter or experience is because it was decreed for us specifically by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is our belief, this is our faith, and alhamdulillah, this is the truth. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, including for things that we may not like, for example, for illness, for example, for loss, for bereavement, for calamity. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing that happens to us. As I speak to you, just yesterday I was informed of the passing away, of the death of one of my very, very dear friends, one of my dearest friends of more than 35 years, back in India. And as I am thinking of him, I am saying that this loss is also something that I need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, because it brought home to me two very important things. One is, alhamdulillah, that Allah gave me this beautiful friend. And the second one was that Allah gave me iman. The importance of the single line or kalimatayn or kalimatani, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What is the value of these two sentences? Alhamdulillah, it's not that I didn't remember it. I always do remember it. But yesterday it came home to me very, very dramatically, very, very clearly, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, 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 that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me iman. So the first part of this is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of that also is to thank the people that we receive anything from, whoever those people might be. They might be our parents, might be our colleagues, might be our employers, employees, they might be our children, they might be our teachers, They might be literally strangers, whoever they might be, that we thank them. Because Rasulullah said that the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. Rasulullah said, he said that the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. So therefore, thanking people is absolutely critically important. And this is something which we very often neglect. People ask others for favors, and they have the time and the energy and the wherewithal to make those phone calls, to write those emails, to write those letters, to go and ask. And when the other person does something for you, you don't even turn around and say thank you very much. And that is utterly shameful, but that's something that has become very common with us. And that's something to really and truly to warn ourselves against. So thanking, as I mentioned in Islam, two parts to thanking. One is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and part of that is also to thank the people. The second part is to share the blessing with others. Now, this is again the pillar of Islam. It is a rukun of Islam, the whole concept and the whole hukum of zakat, of compulsory charity, which does not exist anywhere else, alhamdulillah, where we have been mandated that if we have wealth above a certain amount, then we must give part of that wealth in charity. And of course, it doesn't end with that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then encourages charity and He honors it by calling it Qardul Hasana. He calls it Qardul Hasana. He said it's a good loan, and He said this loan, Allah says, give this loan to Allah. And وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whatever you send ahead of you, whatever you give as a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning extra charity in addition to zakat, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an even better condition. So alhamdulillah, it is something that is that is very, very important for us to do. And therefore, charity is, and charity meaning thankfulness. Why are we giving this charity? Because we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us, for giving us and putting us in a position where we can share what we have, meaning that our blessings are in addition to, are in excess of our needs. And therefore, we are able to share those blessings with others. It's very important for us to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have easily, and He can always do it, He can do it in 1 second. And we have seen this in country after country, society after society, place after place, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put us from the position of giver into a position of a receiver in 1 second. So anyone who is wealthy today, anyone who is in a position to give and is feeling you know, a little bit sticky about giving, must think about this and say that in 1 second Allah can put me in a position where I will become muhtaj, where I will have to extend my hand and beg people to help me. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. And we ask Allah always to keep us in a position where we are giving. And this giving is something that is, it's like my dear friend Tamim Ahmad, may Allah bless him and protect him and his family. He always used this beautiful statement. I absolutely love this statement of the man. He's a wonderful man. I love the man also. He's a dear friend of mine. But I'm saying that the statement of his, he calls it the umbrella. It's both beautiful. He said, what is the umbrella of Allah for you? What is your umbrella with Allah? So it's like the umbrella which shades you and shelters you from rain and snow and so on. Charity is the umbrella of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give and give and give. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody becomes poor because of giving. You understand that nobody becomes poor because of giving. So give. And remember always that when you are giving, I sometimes say to people, give until it hurts. And when it hurts, remember that the reason it's hurting is because there's a fault in your iman. Because if you remembered and if you realized that when you are giving, you are actually protecting that wealth, you are actually giving it into safekeeping with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it won't hurt you. You will look forward to giving more and more and more. But anyway, even if you are not there, at least let's try to give as much as we can. So as far as we are concerned, we are not celebrating Thanksgiving as any kind of religious holiday. But of course, you know, if people all get together, it's a good holiday. In America, it's difficult to get 4 days together in one place. So if you all get together as a family, you know, have a nice meal and enjoy each other's company, alhamdulillah, this is good. But do remember to remind each other about the importance of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving thanks to the people around us and always being in a state of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.